It's now time for a locker room chat with Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton after a loss at Centralia. 46-8 was the final score. And, coach, this was kind of a game that you guys got off to a bit of a slow start. Defense tried to hold him, but your offense was committing some mistakes. Your thoughts on how this one unfolded?
Yeah, I mean, we started out the game going 3-and-out and then holding them 3-and-out. They had a really good punt to the 1, and then we fumbled. Which gave him an easy touchdown. And then, next drive, we, had a punt blocked, that gave him short yard again. And, you know, starting down 14-0 in the first, handful of minutes, in a game like that, you can't do that and expect to have a chance. And that's kind of where it started. And, you know, our defense played pretty well the rest of the half. We could give up one more touchdown in the half, and our offense couldn't do what we needed them to do, and, you know, weather was not a great factor for us either. So it was just we started out bad. We had too many mistakes that put us in too big of a hole early.
You know, Centralia, the head Jacob Flinney, he tore his ACL a couple weeks ago. He comes back and plays in this one. How difficult was it to game plan for what Centralia was going to do this past week?
Oh, we knew they were going to have athletes, you know, regardless of who was where. You know, we knew they were going to have athletes and what they were going to do, and we just needed to be able to stop it. And at times we really could, and at times we couldn't. But, you know, hats off to them, and, you know, that's you know, he's a tough player, and applaud him for wanting to stick it out, wanting to do it. He looked pretty good, the Becker kid's a stud, and that kind of showed, and I think their young quarterback's going to be really good too. We knew they were going to have athletes, and regardless of who's at the positions, and we knew it was going to be a difficult task with a great team.
I mentioned before the call that you guys' defense did get some stops together. What were some things that were going right at the beginning of the game that didn't quite go as well in the second half?
Just kind of held our own. You know, we held the point of attack when we did that, and we made a lot of open field tackles on the outside. Ryder Davis and Mason Hayes played really well on the outside, and they swallowed the guys up and did their responsibility, and that really allowed them. They made a lot of plays where if they don't make it, they're going to go for a lot of yards. So it was good to see that.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll have more from Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton ahead of their game against Troy. And, Coach, this is a Troy team that hasn't beaten a team with multiple wins this year. You guys enter this game 2-5. Troy is 3-4. They've beaten up on some winless and one-win teams. They've lost to some really good teams. What are some things that you know about the Trojans?
You know, they got a bunch of athletes. I know they've dealt with injury bug a lot, but I know they got athletes, and they're going to be able to get them in space. And we're going to have to make some open-field tackles and stay disciplined on the defensive end, especially in the back end.
And, Coach, how nice will it be for this game, your last game of the regular season, to be at home and against such a tough team?
Yeah, it'll be nice, you know, to put our seniors off on a good note and have this one at home. You know, we've been on the road the last two, so we're anxious to get back home and not have to travel and have a little home field advantage with the crowd on a big night.
Coach, with your guys' offense kind of struggling the past couple weeks, but your defense being able to make some good tackles, make some nice plays that we saw this last week, how important is it to control the time of possession?
Right. We did have a long drive to start the second half, and that was our goal coming out of halftime. And being able to run the football, we were able to run the football, and just kind of opens up a lot of things that we do with play actions and things when we get Elijah going and are able to run the ball effectively. So I think that's definitely a key yet again. You know, you're beating a dead horse here, but we got to be able to run the football. And, you know, high school football, you have to be able to run football, especially late in the season. And teams aren't very effective when they can't do that. So that's something we definitely need to do well this week.
Coach, how much more extra incentive does your team have when you guys have a possible playoff spot on the line?
You know, a lot. You know, they understand. But it's incentive to play well at home. Try to pride ourselves in at least playing well, playing hard, doing the right things and competing at home. And that's something that hopefully we'll have a good chance to do this week against a old rivalry. So yeah, we're just hoping that, these kids are ready to go, and I think they are.
And kind of talking about that rivalry, how much has that rivalry been able to kind of rekindle things in terms of you guys as being able to get amped for this game? Because I know that geographically you guys are very close.
Right. You know, we hadn't played for a long time in football, but that's starting to come back a little bit, and especially looking forward to the next couple of years. We'll have them on the schedule the next couple of years in our district, and it's good. I mean, most of the time our kids are pretty good friends with them, and they don't really understand the old rivalry of it, but they get to play each other in basketball, but football's a little different, and so it's good that neither one of us has to travel very far for a district game.
And hopefully that both teams now being in the NEKL will be able to spark a new rivalry and renew it here in the upcoming years. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it as always, and best of luck on Friday.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
That was Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by MCON of Wathena and Euler Law Office.